Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to a brand new episode here at Gamertag Radio. This is your host, Danny Pena, and also joining me, like always, Rihanna Manuel Pena. What's up, Ri?
Hello out there, and happy birthday, Danny.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. By the way, before we continue, I got to show this. For those that are listening, I received a Pioneer and a video game podcast in Dominican Republic. I got a pretty cool trophy. It's huge and heavy.
It's like twice the size of your head.
Yes, it's pretty big. That was awesome. Attending that event with Ri in Santo Domingo in Dominican Republic. We were there and we got to meet a lot of people from the gaming community there. And it was a lot of fun. Your thoughts, Ri, seeing the gaming community for the first time like this at an event in Santo Domingo?
Oh my gosh. Y'all go hard. I mean, Dominicans go hard at everything. But honestly, yeah. it was just so heartwarming to see how much support there was for community organizers. You know, the people who put on the events are local celebrities and, you know, people like El Papa. Like they really are seen as, you know, folks who are ministers in that industry in Dominican Republic, and rightfully so. It's really great to see older generation folks who are sort of the pioneers in the physical gaming space and having arcades and game stores in Dominican Republic, which you famously had as a kid as well. So it's just wonderful to see that history coming full circle and for you to be celebrating 25 years and going back to the place where it all started. And it was really beautiful. Beautiful night.
It felt like a full circle moment at the event for me. So it was awesome. And not only that, we were watching a documentary. We're going to go now with our preview, but we watched the documentary and there's a part where they talk about creators and they show my part. I was not expecting people to be screaming and applauding.
Like, yeah,
that felt really good. I was not expecting that at all, but thank you everyone for the love. Thank you everyone. All right. So Ri, this is going to be an awesome episode because last month, we actually got an opportunity to go to the Nintendo booth during Summer Game Fest, and we got to play a lot of the games that were there for the Switch 2. And one of them, which we're going to be talking about now, is called Orbitals.
And Orbitals.
Orbitals. I don't know.
Orbitals.
Orbitals. Anyway, so we got to check it out. Ri was more sitting back, and because Blessing, actually, from Kind of Funny, was actually playing with me. Split screen, local co-op, and man, this was impressive. Like, this is a Switch 2 exclusive, it reminded me watching Saturday morning cartoons in the 80s, like that type of animation. It reminded me a little bit of like Voltron, like that type of anime. And,
but Blessing was even saying during his gameplay, he was like, this feels like I'm sitting at home watching Toonami.
it's awesome.
It is very nostalgic for a specific time. And just to give a quick little blurb about the gameplay, it's forced co-op. And I don't want to say forced in a bad way. It excels at co-op. So it's two players specifically. Mm. You play as Maki and Omura, who are two rookie explorers trying to save a crumbling space station from a cosmic storm. And you're consistently going back and forth and doing similar to like It Takes Two, or, you know, these games where, you know, one person will open a path for the other one to walk through, where the coordination is part of the experience. And it's got this beautiful aesthetic, right? It's straight out of the like Danny said, the 80s and 90s, and the retro anime style. Even like the screen wipes just feel like it's the sound effects, the slight grainy texture to the image quality, like it is just so dead on, nailing the vibes and the aesthetic. And having not even played it, I was thrilled to watch it. So if you have more than two people who are interested in playing at once, it is just as fun to watch as it is to play.
Yeah, and another thing about multiplayer on this, of course you can play online and everything, but let's say you only have one copy, you can invite a friend and they could also join and you guys could play together. So that's pretty cool. Yes. Just one copy. So that's good.
And quick shout out to Switch, and specifically Switch 2, for just really awesome integration with game sharing, as we're in an era right now where it's maybe not a big focus for other console manufacturers, it is fantastic to see that you can play these games with other people with one copy. Like, what a great solution for these games that really should be played co-op. And to preserve that type of experience and still make it accessible to people is really awesome.
Yeah. We played for 15 minutes. There was like a timer. We didn't get to see the timer until the end when it was only like 2 minutes left. And you could see right in the corner. I'm like, oh, man, let's hurry up. But one thing that I did notice about this game is there was a part where I believe Blessing was ahead of me because we were like inside of a ship and he went to like another room. The game kept on going. He was in a totally different location. I was still in a different room. And he was still working on whatever next thing he had to do. So it didn't stop. Like, there's certain games where you can't go to the next location. You have to wait until everybody's together and then you could go. This one kept it going. I'm like, oh, that's different. I've never seen that before in the game. So that's awesome where your partner is still playing and still in a different location.
Still has
you
stuff
have
to
wait.
Do.
Yeah. So we did that. There was like, you know, some puzzles where, you know, we have to like open some doors and it's like
coordinating your inputs at the right time.
And things like that. But every time, like the intro alone was pretty long. And I'm like, wow, this is like a straight up like watching a cartoon right from there. Right. And also when you pass a certain parts of the area that you need to complete, you also see more animation. There's like a lot of animation. Let me tell you, the voice acting in this, top notch. I had a great time listening and like it felt like I was watching cartoon. Like I know I'm repeating that a lot, but I'm telling you, it's so good.
It does in the best way. And not in a way that feels like slow or like you're not doing enough. Like you're enjoying every minute of it. And it feels like you're watching like a really well-paced, well-written anime. And then all of a sudden it's like, go. You're like, oh, I'm playing it too. Like it's the best of both worlds in a lot of ways. And like, who is the studio behind this one?
What's the studio? I know this is Studio Masket.
Studio Masket. It looks like they did the Chorus Recoil, which I have not played or seen, but seeing the level of polish and quality and execution on Orbitals makes me want to go play more of their games. Like, it's that good. Like, this is a really, really special experience, and they nailed the brief that they had.
Yeah, there's going to be puzzles where you're going to be working together, and I know in this, there's like going to be like abandoned spaceships, space stations, where you're going to be using some tools. And this is also like one of them is like a scrap hook where it will help you to like move to like different platforms. And there's going to be some different game mechanics in there, but also there's going to be puzzles that you both have to figure out how to do it to go to the next location. It didn't feel hard or anything like that. Like we were playing like the early stages of the game. Most likely later it's going to get more complicated. But the parts where we played, it was a lot of fun. We were like cracking up the whole time, you know. I think the whole music, voice acting, the animation, the things that you do in the game, like it felt very entertaining. It was like a lot of fun and also interesting because I was super curious, like, okay, what's going to happen next? What else are we going to get to see in the game? You know, so I mean, with the 15 minutes that we got to play, it stood out to me like, yo, I can't wait to play the full version of this on Switch 2. Like, I can't really, really wait for that. So
So let me ask you this, Danny. Knowing that it is, you know, highly polished animation, you know, Sailor Moon style visuals, but you're actually playing the game, right? And it's 2D, but you're moving around in 3D space. What did it feel like with your hands on the controller, taking over these characters and moving through the space when it was almost like you're playing through a cartoon?
Yeah, it felt, it reminds me of, was it It Takes Two? No. What was the other game that they worked, that they released? Split Fiction. Like, it's like that. But of course, the animation is very different than Split Fiction. Mm-hmm. It felt really good because we were playing using the Pro Controller, actually.
That's what great we played controller. For
great controller. And it felt really, really comfortable and great playing it. Like, it didn't feel like confusing or anything like that, you know? So I know that this one, the frames per second in this one is a little bit different because it relates to the animation of of the actual video of the game. It, like I said, like it reminds me of like the 80s and 90s cartoons.
Yeah.
So that I know it's a little bit weird at first, but you will get used to it after a while, and then you're good after that. But yeah, it played really, really good using the controller on that. And so
that's good. That's really cool. So when you were going through it and obviously, you know, able to communicate verbally because you're sitting right next to your co-op partner playing local split screen co-op, how do you see that translating to being potentially online co-op? Like, do you feel like you would need to have a call up, like you're both on Discord or something to coordinate?
I think it is important to have the voice chat. I know Nintendo has the game chat feature in there. I mean, you could use like Discord or whatever, you know, to play. I think communication is very important because there's going to be puzzles where you have to communicate in order to figure it out together. You know, I personally think I prefer in-person split screen co-op. Mm-hmm. It'll be a lot easier than going, you know, online and trying to find like a friend. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it still will work. It will. I think it's going to be fine. But I prefer in person for me.
Mm-hmm. Local co-op. And then for difficulty level, like, would you say like the puzzles are like Tomb Raider level crazy?
No,
like,
no, it's not that. Or... No. And remember, we played the beginning of the game. So, of course, there's going to be a lot of tutorials, a lot of things there. So it's going to be a lot easier. But even the games like Split Fiction, it started off easy. And it got really, really complicated.
Very complicated,
especially towards the end of the game. Mm-hmm. And that's something where I think Nintendo wanted to show enough so people could get it and talk about it and then be surprised once you get the full version of the game later on. So I think it's going to be fine. But I do want some challenge later in the game. I do want
that. For sure.
Yeah. To make it more fun. And also it will make you crack up and laugh and start talking about it, you know. And also,
like when you accidentally mess up and everything blows up, you're like, "Whoops, try again."
And also, the story, like, I was hooked. Like, it was very interesting learning a little bit. I mean, there was the place we were playing. It was it shared with a lot of other stations for other games, so it was very loud. People were coming in. People were there, like laughing, looking up to the side, like, "Oh, look at Danny and Blessing playing." So it was a lot. It was chaotic.
A pair of bunk beds right behind you guys, and y'all were on beanbag chairs on the floor, like you were like at your buddy's house. Everybody just watching someone play. It was very cute.
But you know what it reminded me of? Me hanging out with my cousins in the 80s and 90s, just watching TV, like that type of room. So and they did that on purpose to fit the theme of the game.
Mm-hmm. It was very effective. Great.
It was
really
very
cool.
Effective.
One of the 100%. Coolest demo stations I've seen.
I have a question to you. I have a question for you.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
What was it that stood out to you while we were playing? Because I know you weren't playing, but you were just watching us doing our thing.
Yeah, I mean, besides like the look and feel, like the music and the visuals and everything, truly, like even down to like the title screen, feeling like you were watching a high quality anime. What I really liked is the variety of gameplay, because like you read the brief and it's like, okay, you're on the space station, so you're probably like inputting things into a computer or, you know, like fixing something with a wrench. Like you can kind of try to imagine what fixing a space station looks like, but there was so much you were all doing. Like you were doing almost like rhythm mini games, timing things to what you saw on the screen. You'd have one person steering a ship while another person's manning the guns while, you know, like together you're trying to figure out where you're even going or what you're trying to do. Like there were so many different types of co-op gameplay. And like you said, it was just a brief, a 15-minute hands-on demo.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the people before you playing, I think it was Greg and maybe Bloodworth or somebody else who were playing before. And I saw that they got to almost the exact same part that you did. And then you and Bless played. And I realized that you guys were doing the puzzles a little bit different, which was interesting. You know what I mean? Like you were spending more time on some stuff and less time on others than they did. So I, the variety was really impressive, even though it's a very linear story. And, you know, there's... you know, these two characters, each one of you are playing them, and that, you know, it's very specific. Mm-hmm. It felt like there was still a lot of room for exploration and a lot of interest. Like it kept the pace up really well. And it didn't feel like it got stale at any point.
Yeah, it was very interesting. Like I noticed the things that you do where I know there's like a laser. I'm trying to remember exactly what we had to do. There's like a laser where you could push items through that, and then the other person will have like a hook where you could open like the doors and say, so. You guys have, both of you have like different type of things to do, but it connects to help to solve the puzzle in a way, you know. So there was a lot of that, and it was interesting. It was very interesting. Now later in the game, I don't know what type of other things we're gonna get to see and find other weapons and stuff. Like, we don't know yet.
I mean,
but
in the demo, like, you almost had enough time to get to your first other ship to explore, and then it cuts off. Like, it very much like teased it. It hung in the air right in front of you, and then it's like, oh, time's up. You're like, ah. It definitely left me wanting to see more, for sure.
Yeah. So it was actually pretty good. Yeah, and it's also. I'm trying to think what else we did. There was like it's been so long, but I have to like rewatch the videos again, so I can remember like other things we got to do. Those 15 minutes, because we had so much fun, those 15 minutes flew by so fast, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so hopefully we get to learn more and play the full version. I think it would be cool to play with you, Ri. We had a great time.
Do we have a release date? I know pre-orders are available right now in the eShop.
Yes, let me see. There is a release date. Let me see.
Digital pre-orders are $39.99. Physical games.
September 3rd.
Available at $49.99. So look at that.
Another September game. So this is
another
exclusive.
Another September game.
Comes out September 3rd on Switch 2.
Well, at least it's at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. It says it's developed by Shape Farm. Mm-hmm. The cutscenes are from Massic.
What it was. Okay. So if you buy this digitally, it will be $39.99. And if you buy the physical, like you said, Best Buy, GameSpot, other places, it will be $49.99.
Shout out to physical games and digital games being cheaper than the physical counterpart. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's what we want, right? Yep. That's what we want, gamers. We want.
Yes. I'm excited. I'm very excited. It was a lot of fun playing this. I know it comes out in September. September is going to be a crazy month with so many good games.
This is a must play, I will say.
This is going to be a must play. And I also could see this game getting nominated for like awards for best picture or best, I don't know, best graphics.
Honestly,
like
the visuals for sure.
This is phenomenal.
The game direction. I don't know. We'll have to play more, but
even voice casting, I think that I could definitely see this getting awards too. So yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. Anything else for you before we wrap it up?
That's it. I just can't wait to play it, because like I said, I watched and enjoyed the heck out of it. So I can only imagine how fun it'll be when I actually have a controller in my hands.
Yes. So everyone, thank you for listening to this episode of Gamer Tag Radio. Let us know if you're excited to play this game. Let us know under the comment section below, and hopefully, we could talk more about this closer to launch, or also review the game once we get a code from Nintendo. Fingers crossed. We'll see.
We'll see.
All right. Until next time, we're out. Bye.
Bye.